10:45. This is WGN. You may have seen the op-ed, Rampant Online Cheating is the Dark Side of Remote Learning. Karen Sims Gallagher is a USC professor, and among the things she says is that an unintended consequence of technology allowing remote learning and exams, students are finding more and more online venues allowing them to earn grades and diplomas by cheating. Karen, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me.
Is this something that ramped up last year, or are we talking about something that's been happening for years and years and years?
Well, cheating, of course, has been happening since I've been in schools. But as we, all universities basically moved to online, we really saw the increase in online cheating.
You mentioned in your article something about, is there a system by which students report other students who they suspect of cheating?
Right. I mean, all schools have something, an honor code, which is really our way of, I mean, it's our ethical code of conduct for both faculty and students. And when there are violations of that code, in this case cheating, we have student, it's the student judicial system that kicks in and decides, you know, what if there's going to be a punishment or what the consequences are.
Oh, no kidding. A kind of jury of your peers there, huh? And yet,
that's right.
There are these companies, you mentioned some of them, Chegg, Course Hero, Grade Bees, EduBirdie. Now, what are these companies? What do they do?
Okay, Chegg and Course Hero are companies that, particularly for the STEM fields, for science, technology, engineering, math courses, where there is a right answer on exams and where accompanying the right answer is the you know, the steps, the algorithms you use to get that right answer. Those companies provide the answers for you. They have individuals out there, in some cases in India, that are STEM experts, and in as little as 10 or 15 minutes, you can get an answer to a question that you uploaded with your phone.
This is stunning to me. You write that Chegg employs more than 70,000 experts in India. Boy, if you want a reminder that parts of the world are working harder than we are,
yeah.
Not only are we hiring them, there are 70,000 of them doing our homework. That's amazing.
That's right.
And a little discouraging, but is that a legal company? What's their ostensible purpose?
Yes.
What's their ostensible purpose?
Their homework help. Chegg is a publicly traded company on Wall Street. It has, when you look at its stats, it's in the last year, they have 4.9 million subscribers. Their service is much like Netflix. You pay a fee, and that gives you access to the experts that will have the answers.
I see.
And in June of this year, they had a 31% increase in the number of subscribers and about a 30% year-over-year increase in their revenue.
To what do you attribute that? What's going on there?
That people are using them.
Yeah, but why is it such a growth industry? Maybe because they're new and they're still ramping up? Is that it?
No, they're not new. They've been around for 15 years. It's because, I believe, and many do, the increase in the number of students who are taking tests online or doing their homework online. They're in their homes, they're isolated. They don't have their study groups. They don't have access to the kinds of traditional help, working with your study group.
Well, then maybe that's not so bad. I'll pay a fee. I mean, people have hired human tutors to help them. What's so bad about asking somebody to help you with your homework if you're off campus?
Well, probably not on the homework if, in fact, you are working through to get the answer. I mean, in something like math or engineering, it's as much getting the right answer and the way you got to it that are part of the learning. And if you just can take a photo of the problem, upload it, and in a few minutes get the right answer with the way in which the answer was derived, you're not really learning.
No. Grade B's and EduBirdie, which are different companies, will write a first-person essay for you, right?
That's correct. You know, we've always had plagiarism, and we have almost every college has something called Turnitin or other kinds of software that you can submit a paper to that will tell you if it's plagiarized or aspects of it are plagiarized. Grade B's and EduBirdie will write an original paper for you.
There's, by the way, Karen Sims Gallagher's on a phone line. She's a professor of education at the University of Southern California. In her op-ed in the paper the other day, rampant online cheating is the dark side of remote learning. So we are learning. So then what do we do about all of this?
Well, buying someone to write your paper for you, that one's tough because you can... It isn't plagiarism in the sense of borrowing someone else's words. It's borrowing someone else's ability to and paying them to write your paper. I think there are a couple of things we can do. First of all, I wrote the op-ed to try and raise awareness of the issue. I think that we, among all the other things that we have been trying to address in the pandemic and the move to online, we realize that students have a lot of stress and that, you know, that's what a lot of students are saying. I mean, they admit they're cheating and they say it's due to the stress. So one thing we might see is a decrease in the number of cheating cases. That's an empirical question that we can look at. Another thing we can do is try to understand why are students cheating? Because the motivation they have for cheating is a way to understand that we might be able to address the behavior. If it's a high, it's a high stakes test that might in fact, help them go on once they graduate into and get good grades to go on to graduate school.
Yeah.
That's a high stress. That's different.
Well, look at the stress that students have trying to get into the school where you teach. I mean, USC was the focal point of a cheating scandal to get into college. And I'd like to rain this on the world that getting into the best school or getting the best grade at the end of the day is not that important. It's okay to get a C, or it's okay to not know everything. I don't know what your reaction to that is.
I agree with you. I think that that's this notion of trying to lower the anxiety level of what a grade might mean. And that, again, I got into education to be an educator because I believe that education is the best route to a better life for people from, they're both economically as well as being a good citizen. But, it is not that you have to be in the best, you have to have the highest grade point, that you have to have, be in the best school. It's what are you going to get from that? And that's what I think one message we need to be reinforcing for students. And I think it's going to take not just faculty, but it's going to take parents and it's going to take accreditors. I mean, it's all of us saying the most important thing is not that you are and then fill in the blank about the best school, the best student, and so on.
I wonder if we should stop asking the valedictorian and salutatorian to make speeches at graduation or even announcing who they are.
That's one possibility. Although students usually know who the really top students are. And it isn't always, I don't think it's widespread across all groups in college. I think that we have found through the evidence of when we look at who's going through judicial review is that at certain fields that there's more cheating than others.
Yeah, well, I suppose in those that are either most stressful, most difficult, or those that are most empirical, mm-hmm. right? Like you really can't fudge a physics exam, but you can kind of fudge a world history. Maybe somebody could write that for you, or you could elliptically talk around the issue and feign knowledge. I just want to read one quick text here. It says, in grad school, John, a student turned in a paper with the receipt for writing it attached.
Okay, well,
okay, that person deserves to flunk the class. If you're, because that's dumb. If you're going to cheat, at least do it well. No silver bullet, but I'm glad that at least we're made aware of it and that the conversation is up and running online and elsewhere. Rampant online cheating is the dark side of remote learning, says Karen Sims Gallagher from USC. You can Google that or read it in the archives at the Tribune site. It's nice to talk to you, Karen. Thanks for joining us today on WGN.
Thank you, John. I enjoyed it very much.